Hey, welcome to the DeviantArt podcast. My name's Matt Buchholz.
And I'm Khalil Jones.
And today we've got another awesome podcast for you. But it's been a minute since we've seen you. So it's actually been a minute since I've seen you, Khalil. What have you been up to?
Well, I have been collecting dust at my computer. I literally don't leave my computer. I've been animating just nonstop for school. And I've been working on my reel. So I'm trying to get that all set up. It's been a journey. What's been going on with you?
Oh man, I've been doing a ton of work stuff, which isn't super exciting to say, but it's super exciting when you check it out. I've been working on a project called the DeviantArt Collective, which sponsors art streamers on Twitch. So from sculptors to traditional artists, digital painters, really, really great artists with great communities. Check it out at deviantartcollective.com.
Yeah,
shameless promo.
The plug though.
But today's podcast is actually with an artist that I really enjoy too. Someone that I met at Lightbox in 2019.
Yes, Jamila. Jamila is fantastic. She's a beautiful, beautiful artist. Her worlds that she creates are so warm. Her introduction of animals to these worlds just really makes it feel safe. I really, really enjoyed talking to her, and I'm so excited for y'all to see this interview. So let's get it started.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, Jamila. Let's hear a little bit about yourself for those who may not know you.
Thanks for having me. I'm Jamila. I'm an artist. I like to call myself an independent artist, which means that I don't do any client work. I just work on my own illustrations. I paint pretty detailed scenes that are inspired by Japanese animated movies. I also teach besides working on my illustrations. I have released an art book, and I just kind of paint my days away.
The art book is beautiful.
Oh my God, amazing.
Absolutely amazing. So intimate, so wonderful. I know from past workshops that I've watched with you that you like Sailor Moon. I'm a huge Sailor Moon fan. What is your favorite Sailor Scout?
Ooh, I haven't thought about this in a while, but when I was a kid, it was always Sailor Mercury, because I was more of a kind of shy, not very outgoing kid. And also the first episode I ever caught on TV was when she joined the group.
She first gets her powers.
It was the second one. So that always had a special place in my heart. And I love blue. So yeah, she was my favorite. But now, if I had to go back, I'd probably say Sailor Jupiter.
What pulled you to Sailor Moon when you started? What was it about that really drew you to that anime?
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I watched other shows when I was growing up, but this, I remember I was 5 years old and I was just zapping through the TV channels. I was brand new and I saw it and I saw those transformation scenes.
Yes.
I was just thinking, okay, I'm just waiting for the day when a cat shows up at my house and it's going to give me like this magic amulet to transform into a Sailor Scout. So yeah, it was perfect for me growing up. I just loved it so much.
I think that we're all waiting for that cat to deliver an amulet.
Listen, every time I saw a cat, like when I was younger, I was like, please, like I was looking for that cat with a band-aid on their head. And I was like, I am ready to save you so that you can give me my wand. Magical girls are not the only thing. I could be a magical girl too.
Yeah.
What would you say are those things that for you are the essential things for you to draw?
For me, it's not necessarily what I draw. So I could draw a still life and be happy with it, maybe if it included something that is personal to me. But just this thing of, I don't mind that my art looks childlike. I love that. I want to do that. And I want to use these vibrant colors that sort of create a more whimsical, magical version of our world rather than having it be like dark and gritty. Just this thing of embracing that I love painting flowers and trees and happy people with pets and all those things that really make me happy and seem to be appealing to other people as well. So I often get that my work has some sort of nostalgia to it and people can sort of relate to it as if they experienced it in a way but haven't. So I think that's really interesting and I love that.
You have a wonderful way of taking these candid moments from in your drawings and making really, really beautiful moments, like pointing out the beauty in these little simple moments in life. And your worlds just seem so welcoming and friendly. We were going through a little debate earlier about the animals in your world.
We have some foxes in our neighborhood, and sometimes at night I just kind of see them running around and hiding behind cars and just sort of walking by. And I always wish I could like go closer and, you know, pet them, but I know that's not good. But just hypothetically, you know, this would be such a nice world where they'd be not afraid of humans and would just like, hey, come by and say hello. So, and also when I paint dogs, for example, I'm kind of wishing, oh, I wish I had a dog. So I just paint one or a cat or whatever. I will get one at some point, but I don't want to do some traveling first. So
Every piece that you have, I think, has this really great atmosphere of discovery and an opportunity to discover, where you can look at it and you're like, wow, that's really fun and really beautiful. And then the more and more you look at it, the more and more you find, and the more and more you walk through and experience that piece of art. And that's something so special to what you do that I think, like, you've really accomplished any goal that I could ever see as an artist. It's just like such a cool way to see art and experience art. Like, it really is an experience to see your art, which is very cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah. What also comes in there is my passion for research. Just kind of, I love looking at images and I love gathering images. So I love putting all those little details in there. So looking at real life places and taking inspiration from those. That's what I really love. And painting details for hours and hours and hours, and just kind of retaining that attention when you've got like basically the gist, it's sort of gives you a bit more room to explore. So
one of the repeating things that we constantly hear when talking with artists who have quote unquote made it or are doing, you know, what they really enjoy and feeling validated in their work, is there's so much marketing and so much branding and business that goes into art that learning that business side of the art is essential to being able to do the creative side.
I'm very lucky in that way because I really enjoy it. Sort of a fun thing, almost like a game. I don't play lots of games. I'm not a gamer, but as I imagine, other people have really that much fun leveling up their character. And I'm just sort of having fun leveling up business stuff, thinking like, ooh, how can this puzzle piece fit in there? And how can we connect these things? And how can we kill two birds with one stone? We make this product and then we put it over there, and then at the same time we can do this, and then it sort of happens.
You might be more of a gamer than you think.
Yeah, if you define your business strategy as I leveled up, you might be a gamer. For those looking to find that similar independence and really find that authenticity for themselves, what sort of advice do you have for artists looking for that?
I would say sort of look at what you're doing, what kind of work you're creating, and where it would fit in. Like, product-wise, I have done pretty well designing t-shirts because it's like a useful product that people want and need. And that's sort of a way to fund your illustrations. I wouldn't slap my illustrations on a t-shirt. That probably wouldn't look good. So I did like ink drawings for that. Making an art book is always a good option. Just kind of finding those niche things that you can do, or making an online class, teaching people your skills, that's an option. But I think where it starts is always putting your work out there on the internet, making sure that you build up that following, that people know who you are, so that they're there, you know, to help you with that career change. Because if nobody sees your work, nobody can like buy it or, you know, be invested in it. And that's kind of the first step.
Thank you so much for joining us today. As we wrap, where can people find you across the internet so that they can continue to enjoy your work as much as we do?
Of course, I'm on DeviantArt. That's why I'm here. Also, you know, Instagram, Twitter, I have a Patreon. I think the easiest thing if you just go to my website, jamilaknopf.com, and there you have links to everything, to the online class that I talked about, to my art book, all there. So yeah, check that out. And thank you so much for inviting me. This was really fun.
No, thank you for coming.
Quickly, I'm always surprised about that.
It did go by so fast, but thank you so much. I really feel like what we talked about today was amazing, and you have such great insight and knowledge
and great and energy.
Bringing, yeah, great energy.
Thank you.
I love Jamila. Like, I love her work. I love her as a person. She's got great stuff, great energy.
Yeah, wonderful energy. Just such a warm, inviting person. Just really, really positive. Great work. Awesome work. We should check out her work. Let's look at it. Now, this is one of my favorite pieces by her. It's just such a beautiful environment. Who doesn't like to be on a rooftop hanging out with your dog and everything? Her usage of animals is always makes it so much more inviting. I love this.
Yeah, it's just a really great moment in time. And like you said, that connection is there between the person and the animal. Like, they're just there together in this moment. I love this piece from Jamila because I just want to know what this cat's thinking, what it's saying. It's in the window. There are tons of flowers. It's owner of this house, obviously. But like, what is that cat up to?
One of two things, food and food. I love the connection that she creates between humans and animals in her world. It just seems so warm and inviting, even in the snow. It's really a beautiful piece of work.
And not that her other ones don't do this, but this is such a perfect example of her mastery of colors and the balance that she has with colors. Like, this is stunning. You know what? I love Jamila's art, but I also love bringing prizes to the people that are watching this podcast. Thanks for watching, you guys. So who wants to know how to win a Wacom One drawing tablet in 3,000 fragments?
I do.
Nice. Well, it's easy. Let us tell you how. All you have to do is create a deviation, however you'd like, about your animal BFF.
Yeah, I think Jamila does a beautiful job of bringing animals into her worlds, making them warm and welcoming. And we'd love to see some of the animals that you can draw or create in any form or format so that we can see which ones you think would be best as your best friends.
It
would
cool.
be
great. Are you telling me that you can write about your favorite animal?
You can write about your favorite animal.
Can you sculpt an animal you want to be BFFs with?
Sculpt away.
Can I take a photo of an animal I want to be an animal BFF with?
Let me think about that. Yes.
Awesome. But you know what's important? You got to hashtag it.
Can you get that hashtag?
Yeah, the hashtag would be DA Animal BFF. So make sure to tag it with that.
And again, DA Animal BFF. Tag it and let's see if you can get that Wacom tablet.
Ooh, the tag it for tablet challenge.
But even if you're not going for winning the tablet, we would love to see your work. We love looking at everyone's pieces.
I love going through them.
Yeah,
please. That's one of the highlights of the job. So please Agreed. Submit. Like, I dig it. And if you want to be best friends with my pet Scudder, like, draw a picture of Scudder. Write about Scudder. He's an amazing Cheweenie.
Scudder is a cute, cute, cute dog.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. We'll let you guys get back to what you're doing and hopefully get to creating around that prompt, DA Animal BFF. And we'll see you next time. Khalil, great seeing you.
Matt, wonderful seeing you.
All right.
See you guys later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.